this part that we're sitting in was the very first building they built. Then they built on two or three times and been here since 1968. But these few men is all dead and gone now. But they left a legacy. They started something that we want to carry on. The squirrel hunt, we've been a big part of that ever since he started that, because it incorporates the youth in it.
Yes.
I mean, that's the reason we want to be a part of that. And we've got our youth deer rally. That's our youth that we're wanting to preserve there. Our fishing rodeo we have here in Tracy City, we're a part of that every year. I think the ones that started this and kept it going, I think they'd be happy today.
Well, you got the wall behind you here of some of the folks who've kept that charge going and started from the beginning. You know, that's cool to see those photos and all the mounts and the history in here. It's really neat.
Most of your mounts that you see here were killed by the members. Mm-hmm. The fish that you see on the wall were caught by the members. The bear that you see on the wall was killed right here on Mont Eagle Mountain.
Oh, wow.
Hit by a truck down on the side of Mont Eagle Mountain.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, things like that means a lot to us.
Definitely.
And the deer and the fish and stuff like that that you see on the walls, it's all history. And our history is what we're trying to preserve.
A lot of stories to be told behind some of those hunts and
those
fishing trips. And
there's a legacy. We just don't want to die out. Surely our younger generation will come in when we get to where we can and pick it up and keep going. And that's our goal.
Won't you take me back to Tennessee?
The award-winning Tennessee Wildcast is on the air with the latest info about hunting, fishing, boating, wildlife watching, and all things outdoors. This year, we celebrate the men and women of the TWRA responsible for 75 years of wildlife conservation. Now make welcome your host, Jason Harmon.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Tennessee Wildcast. We're glad you're tuning in. I'm Jason Harmon. I'm your host, and Mr. Don King is here helping me co-host
yes,
today.
Yes, sir, Jason. Glad to be here. I tell you what, this is great. The Fiery Gizzard home base right here.
Yeah.
Fiery Gizzard Outdoor Club and Outdoor Sportsman. You guys are great for inviting us in to host right here at the home base.
Glad to have you.
Yeah, we're excited to be here. The Fire Gizzard Sportsman's Club right here in Tracy City. We've shooting a few shows while we're visiting, and lucky to have you guys on to talk about what the club's all about and just kind of share some of that with the viewers and the listeners today. So
yeah, sportsman clubs were really popular. Maybe few decades ago, you know, and but there's maybe the quantity has decreased, but the quality is right up here from what I can tell
that.
With you guys, you know.
Yeah,
appreciate you.
We've been chatting here before the show, and like you said, Don, it's you don't see many clubs out there these days, but when you just from what I've heard about this one, they're pretty advanced.
Exactly. Wi-Fi and a whole bit,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Todd and I were talking on the way up, Todd, our producer, about the Highland Sportsman Club, and that's another good one in the Chattanooga area. And man, I tell you what, there's so much hunter education has gone on in this building, in and around this facility, and we appreciate you guys' effort in that.
Well, let's get to know these guys today. Jimmy Williams is right here in the middle, and then John Butner on the end. But we'll start with and their brother-in-laws, which is kind of fun.
Oh yeah,
got some family here today.
Joined the same day.
Yeah. But Jimmy, we'll start with you, and we'll go around. Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Jimmy Williams. I've been a member of the Sportsman's Club probably for 15 years now. Mm. Born and raised right here in Tracy City, and lived here all my life. Just love hunting and fishing.
Yeah.
Enjoy the outdoors, camping, and all my family, my kids, they all enjoyed the same things.
Awesome.
And just glad to be a part of it today.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you being here. Thanks for opening up the doors and letting us in and showing us around and
turning on the heat.
Yeah. Making coffee.
Man.
It's been
good hosts.
Yeah, Todd, what's the deal? Make us some coffee, buddy. No, just kidding. But anyway, and now John, tell us about yourself.
Like I said, Jimmy, we've been here for 15 years, and several years ago, we wanted to join a club to try to further, you know, hunter education, all these things. And so one club didn't want us to join, so I had family in this club and everything, and they're like, they just welcomed us in, you know, like, hey, we want you. And so we just kind of coming in, and they kind of dump things in her lap.
Put you to work, huh?
They put us to work, you know. And but we would always go to them and say, what do you think about this? Is this okay? And they like, maybe. You know, sometimes they like, no. And I, so, but it was, you know, it was fun. It's been a wonderful club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you grew up here in the area and
yeah, hunting, right here.
Hunting and fishing and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, grew up here. My sons are grew up here.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. I think I heard you mention coon hunting. You're a big coon hunter growing up.
Yeah, I was. And, you know, even my son today, he's the coach at the Grundy County Yellow Jackets. He's a big coon hunter still.
Okay, cool.
I got too old.
Time to get out of it. But you still enjoy getting out there these days, I bet.
I go sit on tailgate now and then.
Have a little tailgate talk. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Well,
hey, speaking of this area, mind if we bring up a radio station?
That's right. Don here, I was about to forget.
Yeah, just driving in, Todd and I passed by the exit where we would go turn right to go to Cowan, just a little bit south of I-24 there, and near Winchester, but WZYX. And that, you know why that station's special?
Oh, I know.
That was the very first station that started carrying Wildcast after we started producing this thing.
That's cool. So, cool, yeah.
We call them our flagship, and we appreciate them. We're on at 6 a.m. Friday or Saturday mornings, 1440 on the AM dial, 94.5 and 95.3, of course, too. But we appreciate WZYX.
Yeah,
and the other stations we're on as well.
Yep, about 30 plus radio stations from Memphis to Bristol. So
good
deal. You can hear this show and find out about the Fiery Gizzard Sportsman Club. But yeah, I'm excited to dive in today and learn about this club and so let's just start with the location here. I had that first on my list. Where are we? And kind of how this club got started.
We're in Tracy City, 1968. The club was established. There's four or five men in the community met at a local barbershop.
Okay.
And they said, let's start us a club where we can cook and just tell stories and stuff like that. And they met there and for several times, and they said, we're going to start a club. They bought a little piece of property here and built their first building. And this part that we're sitting in was the very first building they built. Then they built on two or three times, and this is the original building that they built.
Yeah, that's
and,
cool.
Been here since 1968. But these few men is all dead and gone now. Mm. And but they left a legacy. They started something that we want to carry on.
Yeah.
And it's been left to us to do that.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to do is carry on what they started and wanted. Times has changed, and you're talking about the technology and stuff. We've had to change with times, you know.
Yeah,
But that's part of it. You know, we had to do that in order to carry on. But I think they'd be happy.
Mm-hmm.
I think the ones that started this and kept it going, I think they'd be happy today.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, you got the wall behind you here of some of the folks who've kept that charge going and started from the beginning. You know, that's cool to see those photos and all the mounts and the history in here. It's really neat.
Most of your mounts that you see here were killed by the members. Mm. The fish that you see on the wall were caught by the members. The bear that you see on the wall was killed right here on Monegal Mountain.
Oh, wow.
Hit by a truck down on the side of Monegal Mountain.
Oh, wow.
And a local game warden that was a member here brought it. And they eat the meat from it. Healed, he harvested, and they eat the meat here in the club. And when I come around 15 years ago, we decided to do something with it. So I had the thing tanned, and we put it on the wall.
That's cool.
That bear has a lot of history. It had been caught in Gatlinburg, come down to Pigeon Forge, went back to Gatlinburg, and the next time it was killed on Monegal Mountain.
Wow.
There's rings in its nose to where, or in its ear, where it had been sent back to Gatlinburg.
It's amazing how much ground those animals can cover.
That's right.
Sure.
At that time, we hardly ever even heard or saw a bear, and now we see them often.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have bears there now.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys were forerunners to the roadkill bill then. Yeah, I mean, that thing hadn't even been passed, but you guys just used your common sense, you know, and say, hey, you know, let's put this bear to good use.
We didn't eat the other ones.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a few more hides hanging on the wall there.
But they did, and that's got a lot of history to us. You know, things like that means a lot to us.
Definitely.
And the deer and the fish and stuff like that that you see on the walls, it's all history. Mm-hmm. And our history is what we're trying to preserve.
A lot of stories to be told behind some of those hunts and those fishing trips. And
there's a legacy. We just don't want to die out.
Yeah. Yep, for
and,
sure.
You know, surely that our younger generation will come in when we get to where we can't and pick it up and keep going.
Yeah.
And that's our goal.
Yeah.
And well, you guys are doing a lot of that with including the youth in the youth hunts that you guys sponsor and help perpetuate. And gosh, I know that's an important part of what you're doing here.
It is. You had your interview earlier with Nick.
Mm-hmm.
We support that. We've been a big part of that ever since he started that, the squirrel hunt.
Yeah.
Because it incorporates the youth in it.
Yes.
I mean, that's the reason we want to be a part of that. And we've got our youth deer rally. That's kids, you know. That's our youth that we're wanting to preserve there. Our fishing rodeo we have here in Tracy City. We're a part of that every year because it's the youth, you know.
The free fishing day.
Fishing day all over the state of Tennessee.
Right.
TWRA is a big part of that also. They stock our Grundy Lake with catfish, and kids get to catch a lot of catfish that day.
Yeah, that's fun.
But we support the big fish. We give rewards away and money away for the kids if they catch the big fish.
We desperately want to tell thank you, TWRA.
Yeah.
For doing these things.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
The people of the county truly thank that.
Yeah.
Are thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. We're a small part. We're just playing a part here. But if it wasn't for TWRA backing all this stuff and helping this make this stuff happen, we wouldn't be doing anything then. So, I mean, the squirrel hunt, I mean, TWRA is a part of that. The deer hunt, TWRA is a part of that. They're in it every time we start to do something, TWRA is a part of it.
That's great.
And every time we have a deer rally for the youth, TWRA is right there. They have their big booths. They have their trailers. They're there checking in deer. They're scoring them if they needed to be scored, whatever they need.
Yeah.
And they're just supporting these kids, promoting hunting.
Yes.
Well, we got a lot of great officers and technicians and biologists across the state who love to get out there and help with those kinds of things.
Yes.
And just keep the traditions alive.
And I heard one officer's name mentioned several times before we started. If you guys want to.
Brandon Subwalt was instrumental in getting a lot of these things started when he was a member. He still is a member. He just don't get here much. He's a lieutenant now. And he's, but anyway, he was instrumental in helping us get all these things started, and especially the deer rally. And that's the biggest thing we do every year is our Grundy County Youth Deer Rally. And if it hadn't been for him, I don't know if we would be doing it today.
I think he started the first one, didn't he?
He was part of it when
it
was in Pelham.
That's neat.
That's cool. Yeah, and you've talked a lot about it. You know, all the kids go home with something. They had a good time. It's a good time for families. And, yeah, I think that's great.
We got a new game warden now, Miss Josie, we call her.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's a member of the club, right?
And she's a member of the club.
Cool.
And, you know, and Brandon done a wonderful job. Now they respect her.
Yeah.
They respect him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the kids just clock to Brandon.
Yeah.
And it's changed things.
Yeah. Well, we were, you know, before the show we were chatting, you know, it's the officers, myself, Don, you know, no matter what you are in the agency, you're an outdoorsman. Most most of them are outdoorsmen.
Exactly.
Just like you guys, you know, we just happen to be on one side or the other of the laws and how they're enforced or how we communicate what's going on, but we're just like you guys. We're sportsmen, women, and, you know, of Tennessee, so.
You got to have law.
Mm-hmm.
If it's your police or if you're game wardens, you got to have law and order.
Yeah.
And everybody's got to learn that. I mean, in this world, But you know, our hunter ed classes is taught here also. That's another thing that TWRA does. They teach hunter ed classes here. And starting this next year in the Grundy County school system, it will be taught in the Grundy County school system, the hunter ed classes will be.
That's cool.
And that's took us 3 years to accomplish. But
well, good
we're
for
very
you.
Proud of that.
Good
we're
for
very
you
proud
for
of that.
Lobbying for yeah. that and staying in touch with the school board and all that you had to do to make that happen.
Three school board superintendents.
Wow.
It finally got done. I mean, it's I think this is something that this is probably one of the biggest things that we've accomplished as a club, because our kids won't fall through the cracks. They'll have the opportunity to have their hunter safety course if they get it or not. That's up to their parents to sign
right.
a waiver, but
right.
But it gives them the opportunity to get it.
Yes.
And we've seen a lot in our community, grandparents raising kids nowadays, and they just don't have the opportunity to get their hunter safety course.
Mm-hmm.
And they get older, and then they want to hunt, and they don't have a hunter safety course.
And another exciting part of that I heard earlier was that it's going to be all the way down in the elementary school age
it will.
Kids.
9-year-old, the law is you have to have a hunter safety course to be able to go hunting.
Right.
And that's a law. It is the law. And so give them the opportunity when they're young to get it in school.
Uh-huh.
While they're sitting there, while they're not full of everything in the world,
yeah.
you know, all the stuff, while they're still young and they can get it. And they don't have to do it no more the rest of their life.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the greatest things, too, about it, not only is it just hunter safety, but it's going to teach gun safety.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to go in the home.
Yeah. Definitely.
And that's going to make a big difference.
Definitely. Well, y'all mentioned gun safety. Y'all are going to be doing some gun safety classes here?
That's in our future. We are planning that. We've worked with the Sheriff's Department and other departments to get some instructors. And we want to have a gun safety since the new hunter ed class has no field day.
Right. Yeah.
We want to fill that void and
yeah.
and have these kids to have an experience with a gun.
Uh-huh.
If it's a plastic gun, they need to be taught
mm-hmm.
something, because now there is no field day for, even if they have the regular thing here, the class
yeah,
here,
the in-person
still,
class.
There's
yeah.
still no field day no more.
Mm-hmm.
Because COVID stopped all that. And so we think that would be a great thing for our kids to have that feeling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go back to kind of the way it used to be.
Uh-huh.
A little hands-on.
That's
training.
It.
Yeah.
It's
and
what we teach them.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 7-year-old grandson, and he knows how to handle a gun.
Yeah.
Because me and his dad, we have religiously taught him.
Uh-huh.
And he knows.
Yeah. Yep.
And he's 7 years old. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me it can't work.
Right. You got to start them early.
So, you do. Yeah. You have to start it early.
And a lot of the kids now that are that age do not have a parent or grandparent
that correct.
Feels comfortable enough to teach them.
Correctly.
You don't know.
Or don't know how.
Exactly.
Yep.
And you got modern guns coming out that's totally different what they'd ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's guns out now that there's guns out now I hadn't even used, you know, but there's guns coming out every year that older people had never experienced with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where the safety needs to come in. Yeah,
definitely. For
and
sure.
I want to thank Jimmy, because he has worked relentlessly on this to be done in the school systems. I've helped him what I could, been small, but he has pushed it hard.
Yeah. That's all.
And it's a needful thing.
Yeah. 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 Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you, Jimmy, for pushing that, for sure.
Another thing we do here is the 4-H archery.
Yeah,
yeah.
I didn't want to forget
the school system has, we allow them to use our facility, all their stuff's in the back room. They have archery here every week. They practice. Last year, they went to the state. I think two of the kids in the placed 8th and 9th in the state.
Okay.
For the
yeah.
archery
yeah.
shoot.
Wow. That's
cool. We also had pellet air rifle classes up to this past year. Some of them kids went to the state and won in the
uh-huh.
state. And they also teach 4-H teaches outdoor cooking here.
Mm-hmm.
They teach them to how to cook outdoors.
Cast iron cooking.
Yeah. And
Dutch oven.
I think that's a great thing.
Yeah.
They teach them out. They start out with just a little small round fire like, and as they grow, I come over here one day and they're cooking steaks out here.
You're like, why would I get that invite now?
Yeah. But it's a fun thing, and the lady that's doing it, Miss Erin, she's doing a wonderful job with that. And I think she had 28 kids the other day in the archery class I was over here. Hmm. And the kids was having a ball.
You know, our former game warden, Mr. A.J. Gully, which is our secretary, treasury, I'm sorry, and he helps them with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he retired, but he's still involved.
Yeah.
And we he's a great asset to our club.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I think it's neat that you got, you know, former wardens and current game wardens and folks who are, you know, working, been with the agency for a while in your club. That's cool. If I was closer by, I'd be a member for sure.
you was talking earlier about Marion County Game Wardens. Marty Griffith.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's been here ever since I've been here.
Okay.
Yeah. In and out. You know, if you have food, Marty comes. That's the way we always say it. Marty's a great guy. He's at Prentice Cooper now.
We had him on the show just recently.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a great guy. Uh-huh. A great guy. And Mr. Russell Vandegrill. Mm. He just retired this last year, and they had his retirement party here.
Oh, nice.
And he was a great game warden, too. So
Marty's like us. He really likes to eat.
But they're we're associated not just with game wardens in Grundy County, even with Marion County, other counties.
Yeah, nearby.
Franklin County also. Yep. But they have been great access to her. They've come and helped us when we needed help and stuff.
Well, speaking of food, I don't want to forget this. You've got this ginormous smoker out here that I'm envious of, because I think this would be cool to have in the backyard. But y'all do a big fundraiser where y'all do some Boston butts, and mm-hmm. and tell folks about that.
We sell 64 Boston butts a year as a fundraiser for our club, and they're $40 a piece. That's what we sell them for. But we smoke them, cook them, and when you get it, it's an aluminum foil ready to eat.
Mm.
All you got to do is pull your meat.
Yeah,
and they're fantastic.
You said there's not a lot of pulling; it's just shake that bone.
Shake the bone, and it falls off.
Yeah,
it takes it's a Neil, the guy who's going to be here today. He's one of the big parts in that. It takes a long time. It takes us probably a week to do 64.
Low and slow, right?
Lay them out, thaw them out, scar them, put your dry rub on, smoke them, and then cook them.
Mm. Then you got to wrap everyone in aluminum foil.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's a process. But we've learned to do it. I mean, several of us comes over, and Neil stays here with the fire and keeps the fire going all day. I mean, he's really good with doing these Boston butts. But that's our fundraiser. That's one of our fundraisers that we do, and that's how we keep going and how we can support these groups.
That's a very reasonable price.
It is.
For that
cooker, one of our former and one of the original people that helped do this club, Race Rum, he gave me a big gas tank. And I told him, I said, I'd love to have that tank to make me a cooker. Well, I took it home, and I just never did. So Jimmy says, let's make a cooker out of that. And I said, so we took it to his shop, and we made that cooker and brought it over here.
Wow.
And but thanks to Ray.
Yeah.
We
got
that big cooker, you know.
It's turned out good. It really smoked some butts.
I was checking it out there, and you were giving me the grand tour there. It's nice.
I think you can put about 98 hamburgers on it.
Yeah, we've cooked hamburgers on it. You can smoke everything on it.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's awesome. And then, let's see, another fundraiser. We're talking about fundraisers here, the sportsman's auction. Y'all have a sportsman's auction.
Yeah, we don't do it every year, but it's been a few years now since we've done it, because the Boston Bus is such a good fundraiser. And it's only sportsman related materials.
Uh-huh.
We don't. It has to be something to do with sportsmen. I've been to auctions before when they got plates and saucers and stuff. Nobody wants them, you know. So we have sportsman related, so men stuff, you know. But
right. Hunting, boating related stuff.
No foo-foo stuff.
No.
What about golf balls and golf clubs?
No.
Okay.
No.
Not unless they're camouflage.
That's not a sport. That's not a sport.
Whoa.
I ain't getting to know it.
But it's fun when we have it. We've had kayaks, guns, everything been donated. And
boat motors.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
And, but once everybody does it, it takes a few years to accumulate more.
Yeah.
So we have one every 2 or 3 years, and it's been real good every time we've had one.
That's cool.
And we have it here. we've had all kinds of fundraisers over the years. We used to have fish dinners with go catch the fish, and then we'd cook them, and we'd have fish plates, and we sold fish plates. We've done that for years.
We had people come from Florida, for that.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yes.
Wow.
They would. I mean, we've done that every year for years, and we've done other stuff, but we've set up at other fundraiser festivals in town and sold barbecue sandwiches before as a fundraiser.
Yeah.
I mean, just we've done a lot of things, but the Boston Butts, we've settled on that, and it works for us.
It sounds like it.
And then when COVID hit, we kind of had to swap things around.
Yeah. That put a wrinkle in a lot of things. Well, before we run out of time, I want to talk about the members, you know, becoming a member and some of the perks that you have as a member. So you said you had about 140 or so, 140 members or so. And it's tell folks what it costs, and if you want to be a member, how you find out about it, and then some of those perks.
Okay. To be a member, it's $50 a year. It's $10 for your membership card that gets you through the gate and gets you in the building. So it's $60 when you first join, $50 a year after that.
Okay.
Like I said, we got about 140 members. If you don't pay your membership to January 31st, the computer shuts your card out. I don't have to look you up.
Find you. There you go.
But we have a meeting every month, fourth Thursday of every month, except November, and it's the third Thursday because of Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a meal. Two or three people cook, so we have a big meal, and we have a meeting afterwards.
Okay.
And we've got some good members, a lot of members, and a lot of them helps. They do. And we're proud of all of them. They support our club.
Well, and as part of that membership, you've got a range here that you can right?
So, yes.
So tell them a little bit about the improvements and the range opportunities.
Our range is NRA sanctioned range. It's got a 50-yard berm and a 100-yard berm. You shoot into the berms. Anybody that's a member can use it, and you can bring guests with you.
Okay, cool.
If you join, you can bring him with you.
Right. You heard that, Don.
Yeah. And, but that's the way it works. And the only people that can use the building, you can rent the building for $10 as long as you're a member. And you can have birthday parties. We have weddings. We have everything here.
Oh, wow,
People use our building.
That's cool.
That likes the rough look and, the outdoors look.
It's the cabin feel here.
Yeah. And people loves using it for that reasons. But we've got some good members, and we're proud of all of our members because they're part of how we keep going.
Yeah.
And tell them we're hoping to do the pistol range.
Yes, we're going to build a pistol range.
Yeah.
That's one of our big things right now that we're doing. We're going to have, separate from a rifle range, we're going to have a pistol range. We've had to share it for years, pistols and rifles, but we're going to build a separate pistol range.
Gotcha.
And you can shoot anything except a 50 caliber and above.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just 50 caliber. It's just too much destruction.
Yeah.
Another thing, our range is used by we let the local sheriff's department and police departments, all the local law enforcement, use our range for all their qualifications.
Oh, nice. Oh.
And they've been using it for years like that.
And giving back to the community in that way, too.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. Very cool.
Yeah, I bet they really appreciate that.
They do. And, well, most of them members.
Uh-huh.
Chief of Police and Tracy, he's a member. One of his deputies is a member. And the Grundy County Sheriff's Department, several of them are members. So they can bring their guest with them.
Uh-huh.
And they do their qualifications here. And it's been good. It helps us with our security.
Yeah. And, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
And
on-site security.
That's right. That's right.
Well, real quick, before we got about a couple minutes here, y'all are still getting out and enjoying the outdoors?
Yeah.
When you're not working or not at the Sportsman's Club, y'all are out there hunting and fishing, right?
Yes, sir. We got grandbabies now we have to teach.
Keep passing on
those
traditions.
Keep it going.
Keep that legacy going, man.
I got three grandsons coming on.
You're going to have your hands full.
Well, I would like to say a thank y'all for coming
and
allowing us this opportunity to present the club to the people. A lot of people don't know about the Fire Gizzards Horses Club, but we're glad y'all give us this opportunity.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate having us here, and I think this is great to promote. And even, you know, 75 years of wildlife conservation for the agency, and y'all have been in it for a long time. And
yes,
it's cool to promote some of this stuff that's going on. It's good stuff.
Get out and buy your hunting license and join the Fiery Gizzard Sportsman's Club.
There you exactly. go. I think that's a good way to wrap it up. Thank you, John. Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Appreciate you very much. Thank you all for watching, for listening, for following Wildcast. Keep coming back. Keep, you know, tuning in. And we'll see you next time.
Stay connected with TWRA by visiting our website at tnwildlife.org and follow us on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Join us as we celebrate 75 years of conservation in our great state. You can invest in Tennessee's wildlife future by purchasing a license at GoOutdoorsTennessee.com. That's GoOutdoorsTennessee.com.